podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello and welcome to the Fantasy Football Scout Game Week 29 FPL Tips video. We've got another big double game week coming up in Game Week 29 and I'm back. And this week I'm going to go through five tips. So I'm recording this Thursday evening. Just for clarity. So we found out that Haaland's not been training. He's just been in individual training. But later today, you'll be watching this probably Friday morning, maybe Friday lunchtime. There's going to be a few more press conferences. So you might have, well, you will have a lot more information than I have right now. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go through all the tips. The first one is the suspension type rope. We're going to have a quick look at that. Just a little bit of a recap. We won't spend much time on that. Then we look at big topic in the community this week, should we sell Arsenal assets? We go through the best midfielders for Game Week 29, looking at some stats in the Fantasy Football Scout members area. Then we're going to use the Rate My Team tool for the final two topics, which are the best defenders in Game Week 29. And we're also going to look at the best captain in Game Week 29, because again, it's another one that's really wide open. So please don't forget to like and subscribe. Drop a comment below, you know, if you've got any feedback, etc., you know, or just want to get your opinion across, because obviously stuff in this is going to be my opinion and opinions can differ. So like I said, we'll get straight into the suspension type rope. Now, not much has changed since the last time we did this. Just to recap for those that haven't been keeping up with this, it's on the Fantasy Football Scout main website. It's not even in the members area. You go on the main page, it's at the bottom right hand side. You'll be able to find it. Let me know in the comments if you can't. But if a player gets to 10 yellow cards, they're going to get a 2-game suspension. So the key thing there is, I know early in the season we were talking about the suspension type rope. You get 5 yellow cards, you miss a game. If these players get 10 yellow cards, they're actually going to miss 2 Premier League games. Now, Tony is still right at the top of this with 9 alongside Cech Doucouré and Ruben Neves as well. I think only Tony's relevant. It's just worth bearing in mind that if Tony gets booked in the first game of his double game week this week, he will miss the second game in the double, but he'll also miss the game in game week 30 as well. So just worth bearing in mind, a bit like the situation we had with Mitrovic earlier in the season. However, it's a little bit worse because Tony would miss 2 games. Although I know a lot of people are looking at selling Tony, you know, in the coming weeks. But just worth bearing in mind there. The only other real things to mention are on 8 yellow cards, we've got that Adam Smith, Casado, Madison, Bentancourt and Semedo. Now, the only one that's probably FPL relevant here is Madison. But obviously, if he gets booked in the first game of the double, he's on 9. So he's not going to miss a game in the double due to the suspension, unless, of course, he gets sent off, for example. And someone made a comment, actually, in the video I made, it was 2 weeks ago now, mentioning that if Casado ends up getting suspended, maybe McAllister will play deeper for a couple of games. I'm not going to worry too much about that, but I mean, it was a really interesting point. It makes this that little bit more interesting, but I do think that's about it, really. I mean, Andreas Pereira, a lot of people have sold him. He's on 7, so you're not going to have to worry about that for a while, you know, if you do have him. But maybe worth bearing in mind for the future, because, you know, he could end up being on penalties with Mitrovic suspended. So yeah, worth keeping an eye on if he gets a yellow this week, because then obviously he will move up the suspension tightrope and be on 8. But we're going to get into probably the hottest topic of the week, which is, I mean, it's probably almost been overdone. Should we sell Arsenal assets? And obviously the answer is always it's team dependent. But what I've done is I've had a look at the fantastic Lego Mane's fixture ticker, which actually includes European games as well. So you can follow him on Twitter, Lego Mane_FPL. Now, what's interesting here is a lot of us are looking at selling Arsenal assets because there's a clear route, you know, with free hit 32. Obviously, if Haaland, and we will find out more later today on Friday about Haaland's injury, hopefully. If Haaland's out in 32, maybe free hit 34 becomes a lot more appealing because you won't have that Manchester City player that you need to bench in game week 32. But I've gone off a bit of a tangent there. But a lot of people are looking at selling Arsenal players because they're free hitting 32. Haaland might affect your chip strategy, but that's probably one for another video. We did discuss it a little bit on Scoutcast on Monday, if you haven't watched that already. However, what's interesting here is actually probably game week 31. because it's bad enough selling Arsenal assets this week when they're at home to Leeds. But obviously, if people are on bench boost, I completely understand, you know, why they're doing that. But then you sell your Arsenal assets ahead of that Leeds game. You're probably not too worried about them in game week 30. But when we get to game week 31, Arsenal are playing West Ham. And what's interesting here is it's right in the middle of two ties against Ghent. So West Ham will play Ghent. Then just 3 days later, so 2 days rest, they play Arsenal. And then there's the second leg a few days after that fixture, which is on a Sunday, for what it's worth. So Arsenal are not only going to be playing West Ham. Admittedly, Arsenal are away, but obviously both are in London, so not much travel time. It just seems like a game where Arsenal, I mean, they're going to be clear favourites against West Ham anyway. But just with that extra little factor, it's really given me pause for thought. Because something I've looked at is selling Zinchenko, or some people are looking at selling Gabriel, possibly for a hit to get Luke Shaw, whereas Man United actually have the reverse. So Man United have that nice game away to Nottingham Forest, who've been pretty good at home, but they've also got those two ties with Sevilla, you know, either side, you know, the Thursday and then the next week as well, with the Forest game being on the Sunday. So it's actually given me a bit of pause for thought in doing Zinchenko or Gabriel to Luke Shaw for a hit. Maybe if I was doing it for free, I'd be more tempted. And maybe I'm not bench boosting this week. So maybe if I was bench boosting, I could justify it that little bit more. But for me, that's actually made me start to think more about keeping Arsenal assets. So I would look at your team and I would, you know, think twice about doing it. It's just a point I wanted to raise, but this is well worth, you know, pause it, have a look at the fixtures. The European ties could have a little bit of an impact in game week 31 if we're looking a bit further down the road. Then if we look at the best midfielders for game week 29 as well, there's been a lot of discussion about what midfielders to bring in and whether we should sell Saka or any Arsenal midfielders for that matter. And it's just worth bearing in mind, you know, there are fixtures to take into consideration too. But what's interesting here, as always, Salah is top. So this is just midfielders, Fantasy Football Scout members area data, and they're sorted by XGI over the season. So if you're watching the video, the appearances on the right-hand column. If you're not, basically all the players have played between 20 and 26 appearances, and Salah is top. 26 games, 17.74 XGI, and crucially, I mean, 12.8 of that is XG. So we know this already. Salah is incredible, but he does have tricky fixtures this game week. Odegaard, Saka and Martinelli are right behind on 14, 13 and 12.94 XGI respectively. So that's just there. They've got a single game week this week, but just to show, you know, how good Arsenal have been, if you need telling that already. And then Rashford, who does have a double, could very well be a captaincy option this week, 12.69. Bruno just behind Rashford. So Bruno's on 12. Now, what's interesting here is Rashford, most of his, you know, 12.69 XGI is XG. So, you know, goals basically, but only two is XA. Whereas Bruno, his split is a lot more even. His XA is 6.7 and his XG is 5.3. So while Rashford and Bruno are very, very similar, Rashford's played an extra game for what it's worth. Rashford does have more goal threat. But then Bruno does have penalties. Bowen is interestingly high here. He's been really underperforming this season. We saw how good he could be last year. An 11.51 XGI. Again, that swayed towards goals. So seven of those are XG. And then it's also worth talking about the three Brighton midfielders. We talked a lot about them. People are probably set on who they have. My favourite, because he's on penalties, is McAllister. Obviously, we need to see. He didn't train today. McAllister, Matoma and Ustapinan. I haven't said that right. I could normally say it. They've all come back from international duty. They've had long trips. So again, worth keeping an eye on the press conferences for them. But McAllister's my favourite. March is only just behind him. He's very, very popular as well. And then Matoma's actually got the lowest stats. However, it's worth bearing in mind, he has actually played two games less than McAllister. And he's played five games less than March. So from the Brighton assets, my favourite is McAllister. If I was going to look at a captain there, I would be looking at him out of the three. Then Maddison, he's played 20 games, the same as Matoma, with an 8.47 XGI. So he is very, very popular. I'm not as keen. We obviously saw he was on the suspension tightrope. And obviously they've got incredible fixtures this week. I've just got doubts about looking further forward, how long I'd actually want to keep Maddison. And of course, he is a little bit injury prone as well. So, you know, if you've got him, brilliant asset. But I do much, much prefer going for Bruno or Salah. Rashford, I prefer the Brighton midfielders. I prefer them all over Maddison. And I could very, very well be wrong. I know there's a lot of people who passionately are going for Maddison, and some are even captaining them. But out of the two, Salah and Bruno, that's a decision I'm really struggling with. It seems like one where I think clearly Salah is the, inverted commas, you know, better asset if all the fixtures were the same. But Bruno does have that extra double game week. So, and he's a little bit less money. So if we do need to bring Haaland back in game week 30, if you've sold him, of course, it would make that a bit easier as well. Then moving forward, so I'm trying to move through them quickly because obviously I've chucked in an extra tip this week. So the best defenders for game week 29. Now this is using the Fantasy Football Scout Rate My Team tool. I've put the fixtures on the right hand side just for ease, you know, when you're watching. But Trippier is clear top. Not really a surprise, 8.92. He's then followed by Chilwell, a very popular buy last week at 7.91. You actually have to go quite a way down to see James at 5.38. The latest I saw, he was back in training. Again, keep your eyes on the press conferences. Behind Chilwell anyway, Stapenen, why have I had to say his name twice, and Dunk at 7.38 and 7.11. And then Shaw is just behind. And then, of course, you've got players like the Newcastle players like Botman. I mean, let's look at the fixtures. That's a lot of numbers. I mean, Leicester aren't very good defensively, but they are two very nice fixtures. You know, they're away at Palace. Obviously, Vieira's been fired, but, you know, they had that period of time where they didn't even have a shot on target for a while. And then they got Villa at home, although Villa have seemed to have scored in every game under Emery. So maybe not as nice as it first appears anyway. The Brighton fixtures are obviously incredible for attackers and for defenders. Brentford at home and Bournemouth away. I don't think Forest assets are going to be very, very popular at all. Then just looking down, I mean, Chelsea have got two home games. I'm not that keen on it. You know, Villa at home, like we said, Villa always seem to score. Under Emery anyway. And then they got Liverpool at home. And I mean, I know a lot of people are low on Liverpool. And Liverpool's away form, people have been saying, isn't that good. I would still fancy to Liverpool to nab one there. So personally, because I'm unsure about my future free hit, I'm not sure if I'm going to be bringing Chelsea players in this week. However, if you've got them, I'm very envious. Obviously, you're going to keep them. And the Newcastle double, Man United at home, West Ham away. Possibly a clean sheet. Away at West Ham, I guess we'll have to see. But again, they're assets that I would happily hold. They've got a future double coming. Unfortunately, unless there's an announcement tonight, so Thursday night or Friday, it looks like their future double against Brighton could be much further down the line than we thought they were. So I probably wouldn't be bringing any further Newcastle defenders in unless we get news to that effect. And finally, I just wanted to have a look at the Rate My Team tool again. I know we've just gone through it for defenders, but just for all the players, you know, who's projected to get the most points according to the model in game week 29. Again, you've got the fixtures down the side for those watching. Now, the top two in the model, Rate My Team model, as of Thursday night, Fernandez is top 9.85, Rashford is second 9.63. It's interesting because they're not incredible fixtures. I don't think it's the best week for fixtures, as in it's going to be the biggest double, but there's not really that many standout fixtures. And I suppose that's why a lot of people are leaning towards the Leicester assets. However, you know, I think if Rashford was fit, or if he's declared fit on Friday, I think he would jump ahead of Bruno Fernandes. I think, you know, the most captain player will be Rashford. Otherwise, I think it's just a complete mix. I mean, I always like to captain a penalty taker. And that's why, while Matoma and Rashford are second and third, I'm still not quite sure on them. I'm going to need a bit of convincing. Like, if Rashford is declared fit, maybe I will go there. I've been looking at Bruno Fernandes and McAllister. Now, the problem with McAllister is obviously, I don't know if he's trained yet. You'd think he only played, you know, 50 odd minutes in the friendly the other day back in Argentina. But again, that's one worth, you know, keeping an eye on. I've seen people going for Matoma. over McAllister. While the stats that we were looking at didn't look as good for Mitoma, the Rate My Team tool really does like Mitoma. Like I said, third place, 9.04. So yeah, I'm torn between the two penalty takers at the moment, McAllister and Fernandez, but I'm waiting for Rashford news. I think this is an absolute standout week. After so many weeks where we were just captaining players like Haaland every week, to be able to actually have a big, you know, captaincy decision feels like a nice one for people who are chasing, you know, mini league rivals or chasing overall rank. So I think try and enjoy it. If you've got a good rank, you know, you just want to maintain, maybe you could be boring and go for Rashford. Maybe that could be a decisive factor. It's just those penalties. I seem to be a little bit addicted by them. But thanks a lot for joining me this morning. So Friday morning, keep an eye out on Fantasy Football Scout for all the team news later this afternoon. It's a Saturday morning deadline. I think one other thing I'll say is obviously we're going to get news on Haaland, hopefully today. If not, the deadline Saturday morning, obviously there could be leaks, you know, Man City team leaks saying that Haaland's in the team, Haaland's out the team. So I would almost predict, I would go in there thinking there's going to be absolute chaos and the website could crash. So I would get your plans finalised today. And then, you know, if there is anything on Haaland, check your source and move quickly. But thanks a lot for watching. Remember to like and subscribe, and I will see you all next week.